Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of my Lord the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to declare good news to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to captives and release to prisoners, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to reappoint the mourners of Zion, to give them a turban instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a melancholic spirit. And they will be called oaks of righteousness, the Lord's plantation for glorification. And they will rebuild the age-old desolate places, and they will re-establish the first devastations and renew the desolate cities, the desolations which were of generation after generation. And strangers will stand in service and tend your sheep, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers, whereas you will be called priests of the Lord, you will be spoken of as the servants of our God. You will eat from the resources of the Gentiles, and you will obtain their glory by way of exchange. Instead of your shame will be a double portion, and instead of ignominy, they will rejoice over their lot, which is why they will inherit double in their land, and they will have age-abiding joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery at the burnt offering. But I will make their deeds truthful, and I will make an age-abiding covenant for them. And their seed will be known among the Gentiles, and their descendants among the various peoples. All who see them will acknowledge them, for they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My being will be glad in my God, for he will have clothed me in garments of salvation. He will have wrapped me in a mantle of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself out with a turban, and the bride adorns herself with her ornaments. For as the earth produces its vegetation, and as a garden gives growth to what is sown in it, so my Lord the Lord will give growth to righteousness and praise before all the nations.